Blog Talk Radio.
They don't let them in the club, oh my God. They don't let them in the club, oh my God. They don't let them in the club, oh my God. They don't let them in the club, oh my God. They don't let them in the club, oh my God. righteous man. You either wanna be with one hand. You trying to figure out just how to get one to come and talk to you. Have a conversation on these s*** in the club. Tell me what's your hesitation. I see two over there and three over there and four in the back with their hands in the air. Unified got much power. Laughing and giggling like it's comedy hour. My God. Sit and let them s*** in the club and them s*** is talking to them thugs and showing love and them thugs is asking and wondering. They trying to see where the product's gonna be the following week that we gonna see now. Oh my God.
Club David. David. Club David. Club David. Club David.
That's right. We in the club like I don't know what. Watch out. Christians taking over everything. We taking it all back. We taking it over. Yeah, that was Fidel Live with Club David. And right before that was Ken Jones in the club. And I'm telling you, that's what it's all about, because Big Rand started it off with celebration. And that's what it is. It's time to celebrate life. Thank God that you're alive. I know the word of God says this is the day that the Lord has made. Some of y'all, you know, I know some of my young people listening, you know, you're home. Some of y'all just probably turned over and turned the computer on so you can hear Miss Sandra, and then you're still laying in the bed. But don't let this day go by without rejoicing. Don't let this day go by without smiling and sharing love with somebody else. Some of y'all did some stuff. You know, you need to probably go make it right. I don't know, but don't let the sun go down without getting whatever you need to get right. Don't let the sun go down without doing what God has called you to do. Welcome to another One Nation Under God Holy Hip Hop Explosion. I am your host for this afternoon. I'm doing the East Coast time from 12 to 2 p.m. I'm Miss Sandra, but I got somebody that's doing that West Coast thing on the line too. Come on, shout out Miss Day.
What's up? What's up?
Y'all like to know what that is?
You know, y'all so. Oh, y'all so extra. Lord, y'all so extra.
We in the club like they
said. That's my
jam. Like, okay, it's a little early over here. You know, still got some sleep up in my eye, but you know, you was playing them grooves. So I was getting them like, okay, let me go get my
day spot. Lay there and not do something. You got to wiggle your toe, your foot, your ankle, or something. Wiggle a finger, or something. You know,
you know what got me though? I was like, okay, I love celebration, but when you played, see them little bitches in the club. Oh my God, see them little bitches. Oh. That right there,
that be getting me good. I promise you, I done lost about 2 more pounds. So thank you. Amen.
I love KJO though. KJO, you know, he'll take it right there to the extreme. You know how that rubber band, how you stretch that rubber band all the way to the point where it's almost about to pop, but it don't try. It don't quite pop, but it's about to pop. He'll take it right there because, you know, he came on. They done let the in the club, I was like, they like what in the who in the? Girl,
yeah.
I had to go get the version, girl, and I said, oh, you better go, because I'm like, I know, I met KJO, and I'm like, he's just the sweetest country guy you ever want to meet. If you ever met KJO and his wife, they just the sweetest two people, countryfied, but from Deerfield Beach. And matter of fact, I got relatives that live in Deerfield Beach, so shout out to those from Deerfield Beach, KJO's hometown in Florida.
That's the song you're dancing to. That one, you need a touch up in your perm. You got to touch it up because you're going to sweat it out.
Yeah, or for some of us that don't mind putting a little weave or wig on, child, you know. For that song, just make sure it's pinched on real good or sewed up there real good. I know the fellas like, why are they talking about wigs and weave? Don't hate, because some of y'all getting some of that in y'all heads too, so stop. Y'all can't even talk about us no more because y'all on the waiting list now trying to get some extra hair up in your head. I love you. But
trying to
get an extra beard. I'm just playing, y'all. But what's going on over there in the West Coast, girl?
Man, it's just now 9:16 over here. I ain't even stepped out the door. Look, I can look out my window and tell you the weather is nice. Everybody's still asleep. That's all that's going on right about now. You know, they got about another week before the kids hit school out here, so they trying to get them last week. This is the last weekend they get before they got to head back to school. Ain't nobody doing nothing today. So I know if y'all listening, if y'all need to just go and wake up. Go and wake up, get your praise on. This is One Nation Under God Holy Hip Hop. So no matter where you are in the world,
no matter where you are in the U.S., go on, get the cuss out your eye, get the funk out your breath, and go on, give them some praise. That's all I got to say. You know, God loves, though, even those with the halitosis. God will love you through your halitosis, so go on and give him the praise. Amen.
But just know that he did, you know, design folk that have studied to help get rid of halitosis, so you might want to look them up online. I'm sorry. No, I'm just playing. I'm sorry.
So let's praise God for your halitosis deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah.
But you know what? Since you know it's at the top of the show, and I know a very very special friend of ours, a brother in Christ, last week, I think it was last Friday, had a birthday, him and his twin sister. And I didn't get a chance to do, like, any dedications to my boy, my brother. He's a minister now, licensed minister. Amen. Sam Collier. I didn't play none
Sam
of his songs.
Sam Collier.
I didn't have a chance to get to play them. So you know what? I'm going to get back into a couple of tracks. Because, you know, I like my kids love his mixtape. Girl, tell them where they can get that mixtape.
You know what? Y'all can go to samcollyermusic.com. You can even go to nolosing.org. You can go to two places, nolosing.org, samcollyermusic.com. It's still free. This man ain't charged a dime for his music. Now, if that ain't ministry, I don't know what is.
Amen. Amen. So you know what? I'm going to get into a few tracks with Sam. Because Sam, you know, I missed you last week. I did give you a shout-out, happy birthday on Facebook, though. But you know what? It's nothing like hearing your music playing worldwide. So, you know, my kids love From the A. So I'm going to play a little bit From the A. Because originally he is from Atlanta, Georgia. Just doing awesome things. He's going, y'all don't know, he's just such a gifted and skilled musician. He's a minister. Now there he has praise and worship with the new young adult church ministry, 7. Actually, that's going down tomorrow, starting at 6. So, I mean, he's just doing great and awesome things. He's got the No Losing campaign, going into different schools with the kids and into the communities. So Sam is doing great things from the A, for the A, and is continuing to blow up worldwide. So, Sam, we just do a couple of tracks for you. We're actually going to do a few tracks because I can't play From the A without playing, you know, that No Losing track. We got to do the No Losing, girl, since we mentioned the campaign. And then everybody love that, you know, Sam Collier featuring Ever Long, that rock with it. So, I'm just going
to... We don't need no music, just rock with it. We don't need no music, just rock with it.
That's right.
I can go ahead and sing the whole... Y'all didn't have to play it. I can just go ahead and sing the whole album because, you know, I downloaded mine. You know, we got ours when we went to the listening party. So if y'all really just want me to sing, I can sing it. You want me to just sing it?
I need people to stay on. I don't need folks to be logging off going somewhere else. I need them to stay. I need them to stay on. But again, shouts out to Sam and his twin sister who celebrated a birthday last week. He is now 23, y'all. But if you met Sam and you talked with Sam, you swear he's in his 50s or 60s. And the reason why I say that is because of his wisdom. And you can tell he is a young man who has spent quality time in God's face and his presence. And the wisdom of God is just on and in him. He continues to do great things. And matter of fact, him and Edward Long have done great projects together. I believe Edward Long just finished ministering last night in New Birth, Birmingham, rocking out down there. So it's great when you can team up with great people who are making a difference and making radical changes throughout the nation. So, Sam, this is for you. We're going to start out with From the A. Mm-hmm.
Club QT, you know what it be, you know
I'm
me.
I'm from the A-A-A.
Watch how we do it.
I'm from the A-A-A.
Please don't confuse me.
I'm from the A-A-A.
You know we get it.
I'm from the A-A-A.
You know we get it.
I'm from the A-A-A.
You know we get it.
I'm from the A-A-A.
Watch how we do it.
I'm from the A-A-A.
Please don't confuse me.
I'm from the A-A-A.
You know we get it.
I'm from the A-A-A.
You know we get it.
I'm from the A-A-A.
You know we get it. I'm in the studio all night. Gotta get it right. Gotta be like Mike. I ain't hating on my dick. Met Ryan and I said, Falcons all day. Cause you know how we play. 6 o'clock, Red Street. 9 o'clock, you know what it be. Gotta get fresh for VIP. Get to go room, you know the free. You might see me on B Street. 2 a.m., Club QT. 3 a.m., Club QT. You know what it be. You don't know me. Watch out.
Yeah. I fly higher than any cat in here in Saudi. I'm no liar, and I can't lie. This track give me that feeling, got me doing the helicopter while I'm rising. I'm stopping in the all white Benzo. They think I'm drug dealing on them all white haters. Wanna put a plug in them? I do me, I stay in my world. Be glad I got saved, I get a show, girl. They heard my chain glow, but they ain't never seen it. Every time I rock, I see the thing gleam. I'm never the first in and never last to leave. I usually roll around when I'm not around.
Whatever you can get, why he sing that fast? I'd be like,
oh,
I'm not losing.
I'm not losing.
Y'all get my cardio on this moment.
Interpreting when I'm hanging around Sam, like, okay, what did he say? What? I've learned you want to have conversation with Sam, you just start singing. That's why I'd be like, Sam Collier. He'd be like, yeah. No, we just playing,
you,
Sam.
We love you, Sam.
But, you know, Gia, now, again, I know you're doing some great things out in Cali. I want to know what the update is with this health. I know the last time I talked to you, you had this health thing going on. And, girl, is it working, girl? Is it working?
Oh, it's working my nerves.
Have you lost some weight? What you, I mean, did you lose it again?
I have. It's working. I'm doing really good. We've actually upped the ante. We were, it's called the We've Got the Victory Fitness Challenge. We started on July 15th until August 15th, 30 days to lose 15 pounds. We have a Facebook group. The group has gone from 7 members to now we have, I think, like 33, almost 40 members that are a bunch of women that got together to say, you know what, enough is enough. We're not, you know, going to make any more excuses about, oh, I wish I was smaller, or, oh, well, I'll just get a girdle and suck it in and tuck it in and that type of thing. So we challenged ourselves to lose 15 pounds in 30 days. We meet in Stockton, California, Friday evening, Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at Victory Park. Get it, Victory? I thought that was so cool. I was like, and the park is named Victory. That's so awesome. So the length of the park, all the circumference of the park, around the park, is just a little bit shy of a mile. So we challenge ourselves in 1 hour to do as many laps as we can. Some women only walk, some power walk, some can jog, some can run. We're all doing this kind of independently, but we're supporting each other. Some of us are on Weight Watchers. Some of us are doing the no-carb diet. Some of us are doing the counting calorie thing. I myself personally, I found that counting calories is helping me. There's a website. There's tons of websites, actually. I just Googled how many calories should I have in a day, and there's a calorie calculator where you enter your height, your current weight, your age, your ethnicity, even, you know, where you live, because apparently geographics has something to do with weight gain and weight loss, which I didn't know, so that was something awesome that I learned. You type all that in. It literally takes like 1 minute, and it calculates, in order to lose weight, how many calories you should intake a day. It also gives you how many calories you should intake to maintain the weight that you are. So currently, I've only lost 5 pounds. I'm like, okay, I got 10 pounds to go, and we only got 3 weeks. I mean, I think that's awesome. I'm excited. I'm celebrating what I've lost. But also, I'm learning that while you're exercising and staying active, that you're building muscle, and muscle weighs more than fat. So while you're trying to lose weight, you're also gaining weight, and that's what I say, it's working my nerves, but it's working, it's working. I'm rejoicing, I'm excited, I'm looking better in my clothes. I'm like, oh, you know, and drinking more water, it clears your skin, and it's just good. And I just praise God that I've got the victory. So I haven't reached my goal yet. I have about 3 more weeks to go, and we're just excited. So shout out to all my women that got the victory out there on the West Coast in Northern California. Those of you who want to join in with us, we've got the Victory Fitness Challenge on Facebook, or you can hit me up, Jennifer Primus, on Facebook to join. And wherever you are in the world, this might turn out to be a worldwide thing. I don't know. We might, but you know what? Don't try to sit here and single me out, because you got some stuff brewing, got some projects brewing. Why don't you go ahead and share what you got brewing? That was G4 classified. That's what that was.
I do have some stuff brewing. The team is just awesome. And Miss J is going to be helping me as well, you know. And I can't really talk about it. I can't release it yet. I would love to.
All you got to say is it's about to go down.
Down. Literally. Amen. Amen. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. I'm so proud. You know what? As your big sis in Christ, I'm just proud of you because, you know, sometimes, y'all, you just have to sow the seed. You just got to sow the seed because, you know, I tried to get Miss J out there at like 5 or 6 in the morning. And she hung with me for about a good week or two, a week and a half or two. She was sweating, too. And that good week and a half, and that was it. That was it. So sometimes don't get discouraged. You just there to just sow the seed. And you know, God will send somebody going in water. And look at, she's empowered herself to lead it off. I'm so proud of her, girl. I might have to get up and just do a little shout or something like that, you know. Just because, you know, I'm just happy. Amen. But you can do it. You done got this far now, and you slimming down and looking good and getting your sexy. Oh, yeah. Go ahead on. Go on with your bad stuff.
Yeah, man, really never left, so I'm just trying to get it, you know, trim it, you know, trim the sexy. You got to trim the sexy. You can't have it over, you know, that overflowing spillage sexy. That ain't, well, that's a whole nother show. We'll talk about that later.
But you know what? Talking about health, and here in the East Coast, it has been very hot, very humid. You know, I got two girls out there that's in that hot heat and humidity and sun. And if you're out playing sports, I know it's football season getting ready to come up for high school, middle school. So a lot of the young guys, and there are some young ladies that play football too, cheerleading practices, color guard practices, that all takes so much energy out of you, and you have to be make sure that you replenish it. Make sure you drink plenty of fluids, especially water, but fluids that have electrolytes. What are electrolytes? Those are things that help give you energy boosts, will help put things back, nutrients back into your body that you burn out so much. Try and stay away from caffeine and dairy products. Drinking milk, chocolate milk, strawberry shake, milkshake, vanilla shakes, and all that, and having a ton of cheese on pizza, that's not good in this type of weather. It does nothing but sit there, and then if you get hot and if you get dehydrated, guess what? You're going to, yeah, you know what's next. So, you know, try and stay away from dairy, try and stay with caffeine. I know on a cold day a hot day like this, when you get a cold one, a cold Coca-Cola, a Pepsi, or a ginger ale, or whatever it is, it tastes so good. When you pop that thing open, it go down, and it just gets right there, and it burns that little inside of your throat, and, oh, it's just nothing like that little burning sensation. It tastes so good from that first swallow. You understand what I'm saying, Ms. J? You know, that first cold swallow.
You know,
so
I'm not even going to go there because you're wrong. See, I done let go of the Coca-Cola, and you talking about a cold one when it's all nice and...
I was just trying to explain.
You shouldn't even went there, see? Now I got to, you know what? I'm free. I've been delivered, so...
So, you know, and especially my young people, because if you notice, a lot of the obesity starts happening when young people stop becoming inactive, which is around the ages of 13 to about 18, 19. Y'all don't like to go outside anymore. You got the Wii. You got your, you know, video games. And all you're doing is exercising your hands. And some of y'all, you know, when you first got the Wii, you didn't really know how to work it at first, so you was really moving your arms. You was really doing the motions and stuff. But y'all got that thing down pat. And if you ever go to the Microsoft store, they got, you know, the thing now where you don't even have to use a monitor. All you got to do is wave your hand or move your foot, and it does everything else for you. So the emphasis on these games causing you to have a lot of exercise is really diminishing now, because a lot of y'all don't work it out to, all you do is just moving your wrist. You're not doing anything else. Some of y'all are going to have, you know, on the way to Copper Tunnel at the age of 15 because all you're doing is move your wrist. And if you're not doing weed, you're texting, you know, you Skype, you're doing everything with your wrist and you're not working anything else. So, you know, getting out, getting some fresh air, walking, some natural vitamin C and D from the sun is healthy. Just, you know, you don't have to stay out there all day and become crisp. But just a little bit of, you know, that sun rays is good for your skin. It really is. And like Ms. J said, drink plenty of water. Plenty of water. Water is so great for you. It's so great for, again, like she said, clears up your skin. It flushes out your system. And it keeps you hydrated. Am I correct,
you know what,
Ms. J?
Can I add something to that?
Yeah.
You know, I found out in doing research, you know, studying to try to show myself approved in this health thing, that there's actually an international bottled water association where there's actually an organization that teaches people how to drink water, the benefits of water, how to conserve water, you know, what's the benefits of drinking, you know, bottled water versus tap, filtration, and all that great stuff, and it's called, the website is bottledwater.org. Again, it's the International Bottled Water Association. I didn't even know we had one. But on there, they have a water intake calculator where you can also go in there and type in your age, your height. They also ask you questions if you're pregnant, if you have any sicknesses. That survey might take, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes to complete, if that. But it actually teaches you that even though, you know, it's common to believe that everybody needs 8 ounce glasses of water a day. For some, it might be a bit much. For others, it might be too little. So Ms. Sandra was talking about electrolytes, you know, how to keep those in your body, how to keep yourself hydrated. If you visit bottledwater.org, it actually allows you to calculate how much water you yourself personally should have a day. And it goes all the way down to, like, the point ounce, to where you can go down to, you know, 8.2 ounces per, you know, and it's really, really helpful. That's actually helped me. So I'm not sitting here stressing like, oh, God, I got a whole gallon and I got to drink this all day. It actually looks better to say, you know what, where you are right now and how active you are right now, this is how much or how little you should have a day. And so I just encourage you guys to just go to the website and I just learned something new. So amen to that.
Wow, that was just awesome information. Thank you. I will be visiting that website because I really had no idea we had a Bottled Water Association International.
Yes, international.
I didn't know. I thank God for always having a teachable spirit. You learn something new every day if you want to. So thank you so much for sharing that info. So you know what I'm about to do? My kids get on me, you know, because I like this song. And they're like, Mom, aren't you a little old to be listening to that song? I think I like the dude. He's cool. I like him. And so you know what? Because I think he's cool and because we're talking about health and staying healthy and living a long, prosperous life and just the things that we're in now. Wait a minute. Before I do that, shout out to my bishop, Bishop Eddie Long, and First Lady Elder Vanessa Long, and where we at as far as ministry. And Bishop is talking about sweatless victory, no losing. We win as one. If you have not gotten on the prayer, and I know Ms. J can concur, she can agree with me, you are missing an awesome, awesome move of God. It's nothing like, the Bible says one could put a thousand. 10,000. So if every time somebody else joins and it doubles, imagine having over 2,000 people on the phone at one time praying together, touching and agreeing.
God.
Oh, my God, on government, on families, on education, on relationships, on finances. People are getting jobs that haven't been able to work in 2, 3, 4 years in the marketplace, stuff that they were dealing with in the marketplace. God is switching those situations around. Folks that are, have written in talking about they were about to lose their house, and in the same day, God blessed them to be able to walk into another house that was bigger, better, and cheaper.
Now that's ministry right there. Bigger, better, and cheaper. Like, that's God. That's God.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. And you know what? I say no one out there has any excuse, because Ms. Sandra know, and most of you who know me personally know, I am not a get-up-in-the-morning person. If I have to, I'm up. But if I can sleep in to about 2 in the afternoon, I will. And I get up at 3:30 in the morning, most mornings, to log on to the prayer, because it's 6:30 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. And, I'm not the only one. We have New Birth Cali and with Bishop Carl Smith and his family. They get up 3:30 in the morning to be on the call. And I'm telling you, it changes your entire day. When you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all that other stuff that's going to come when the sun come up is, shall be added. So, yes, Ms. Sandra. That, yes, amen.
Amen. Talk about dudamis power. We're just blowing the top off the earth. There might not be an ozone layer right now, because God's power is just protecting us from some we're just blowing the whole top. He might have to recreate the top of the earth, because all this prayer coming together as one, and we continue to keep growing every day, every week. And there's people that are saying they couldn't get on, but you know what? God is expanding it, so pretty soon everybody will be able to listen in or do whatever. But if you can make it, every morning, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, that's 5:30. And then what we got? What is that? The next one is what, 3:30? Is that 3:30? Oh, Arizona time would be 4:30. So
yeah, that's Mountain Time.
That's it. Thank you. Mountain Time is 4:30, and then we got Pacific Standard Time, which is 3:30. If you have to wake up by alarm clock, then set your alarm clock. If you like me, the Holy Spirit has been waking me up like since I was 13. I don't know the last time I used an alarm clock. He won't let me sleep past a certain time anyway, because I'm up praying or writing or something. But don't miss it. 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You might want to get on 5-10 minutes early so you're on and locked in, because by 10 minutes to 7, pretty much the phone lines are full and you won't be able to get on. Again, this is led by none other than my bishop, or our bishop, Bishop Eddie L. Long. We have Pastor Pierman, who is from the Poconos. Now, anybody been near the Poconos, you know how steep those mountains are. I've seen the Poconos. I haven't visited inside of the Poconos. But those mountains up there are not only beautiful, but they are huge. And him and his congregation, his fellowship, prays and intercedes for the prayer conference call. He prays for many ministries, and so he wants to make sure he's getting a direct word from God. So he goes up in the mountains and he prays, and he intercedes for the nation. How awesome is that, that a pastor will make sure he takes time out on a daily basis, in and out, to make sure that he hears from God and brings us nothing but what God says. And then we have none other than our very own Bishop Murphy from New Birth Charlotte is on the line. We also have the Stokes sisters, Elder Carla Stokes and her sister is on. We've had Pastor Tommy Powell from New Birth Augusta. We've had Pastor Kennedy from New Birth Metro. And I don't know who else Bishop is going to add on, but I tell you what, you need to be added on. If you're not doing it, you need to do it. Young people, you need to do it. School's coming up now. You need to make sure you're prepared to enter into the educational environment. If you're going away to school, get your mind prepared now. Maybe there's some things you need to have done before you go away to school. Well, you know what? You can't do the same thing and expecting different results. Do something different. Instead of waking up with Jay-Z or whoever, or Beyonce, the girls who rule the world, or whatever, get, you know, some word in you, get the prayer line in your ear. You know, even if you just, even if you just laying it, at least put the phone to your ear so you can hear the prayer. And I guarantee you, if you just allow it to happen one good time, your spirit man is going to want more and more, and you're going to see yourself changing on a daily basis. Am I right, Ms. J? Can I get some agreement with that?
Oh, amen. Amen to that. You know, I just go ahead and let you say what needs to be said when it's said and how you say it. Because, yes, that's all amen and then some. Because I know, I mean, I'm going to keep it real. Waking up at 3:30, sometimes I don't get to bed till 2 in the morning. So right after I go to sleep and then I know I got an hour and a half and this alarm is going to go off, it is difficult to usher in yourself into the presence of God. And sometimes I just lay there and I keep the phone on and I'm in agreement and I'm aware of what's going on, but I rest my eyes and I just let the men of God and the women of God just speak over me and encourage me. And it really does change my day. It changes my morning. There have been times where, you know, I'm out ministering and, you know, I'm not ministering until 1, 2 in the morning. It just happens after we shut down everything and close out everything and I get back to the house, it's late. But sometimes I just stay up. I don't even go to sleep. I just stay up. I have my prayer from 3:30 in the morning to 4:30, and then I'm out. I go to sleep, and then I wake up again like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. But I try my best to make sure that every morning I am plugged in. I am touching and agreeing with mighty, mighty warriors, mighty, mighty intercessors, mighty, mighty men and women, priests and prophets across this nation. I mean, we have people all over the world logging in to pray. And one thing that is so powerful for me on the prayer call is that Bishop sometimes will take a moment to allow us to just praise. And while he's praying and while the pastors and the bishops are praying, you know, our phone is muted so we won't have any interruptions. But then he'll open the line and say, you guys, just praise, you know, in your prayer language. And you just hear all of these voices crying out to God, praising God, shouting, speaking in their spiritual language. And it just really, I mean, you can feel your spirit just swell up and connect with these people. When I tell you there's a war cry, oh, okay, don't get me started. You try. I told you today, don't get me started, and you done gone.
That's like putting brakes on and you already, you know, we about to go over the cliff.
There's a war cry in the kingdom right now. And if you guys are listening and you don't know what a war cry is, on the call and listen to hundreds, nearly thousands of people praising and shouting out to God together. I'm telling you, it's going to shock your whole soul, your inner being, your core is going to shake you. And not in a scary way, in a powerful way, where it's not pride. It's not, I mean, it's unexplainable. You know, you kind of feel yourself swelling up and feeling with the Holy Spirit. And just to think, these are people in Africa. These are people in Australia. These are people in the U.K., these are people all the way in California, all the way in Georgia or Charlotte that are praying with me at the same time, and we are agreeing at the same time. And in the word of God, God only says where there are two or three, I'm going to be there. So I'm just like, okay, well, if it's only two or three times 100 multiplied, carry the 5, divided by about whatever, it's a whole bunch of folks. God is just all up in that, and to feel the Holy Spirit just move, and to know that God is not like man, that he will never lie. He can't lie. And his word will come forth and manifest in my life to say that the promises, the things that he has promised me is going to happen. All I have to do is touch and agree, believe it, and receive it, to know that what we're doing now is manifesting miracles and promises in people's lives, in this world, and for this nation. I'm just in awe to even be a part of it. And I love my bishop and everyone who was connected
to him and to his ministry to even start something like this and be willing and be open to continue it. Because, you know, there's sometimes Daddy get up and I'm like, Daddy Bishop, your throat's still asleep. But he still perseveres. He still presses through. And when I tell you, you can tell when the spirit comes in because he own it. But sometimes when he say good morning, I'm like, is that Bishop? Is that my Bishop? Or maybe this is another.
I'm like, he still have his do-rag on, Jesus? Okay. Fresh in his hand, Mike. Okay. No, we just playing that.
But it's the truth. Now, Bishop, you got a little sad. And I'll be like, okay, Bishop, go on and pray so you get some rest. Amen.
Yes. I mean, it's just awesome because, like he said, he was being transparent when God told him, and he's not a morning person. And I said, wow, you know, I'm the opposite. I'm a morning person. Tell me to be somewhere at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be there on time.
Oh,
and be mad if you don't show up on time because that, you know, I'm up because that's how
girl.
Tell me prayer. Okay, we're going to have one at 10, 11 at night.
You told Miss Sandra, we're having prayer at 5 in the morning. She up 3:30, done cooked breakfast, done walked the dog, done checked the mail, done prepped the whole stuff, then came down, then changed the hair color, then gave herself a whole makeover, and she ready. I'm like, what in the world?
It's only be like 5 in the morning. I love it. But if you tell me, you know, call in around 10 or 11 at night.
I'm just turning. That's that rollover moment. That rollover moment, Jesus.
Yes. But again, you know, I'm just going to dedicate this to everybody on the prayer call. You know what? I love this guy, Justin Bieber. I love Justin Bieber. And he's got a song that was on Karate Kid. Have anybody seen Karate Kid 2 with Jaden in it? And there was a song, Never Say Never, meaning that, you know what? God has given us victory. I don't care what the giants might look like. I don't care what your enemies have decreed or declared they're going to do to you. The devil is a liar. God said this is a sweatless victory. He's got you. The battle is not yours. The only thing you need to be doing right now is commissioned from Bishop Curry is send Judah first, praise him first, and he's going to work everything else out. So, girl, you know what? I'm so proud of you with the weight thing and then your own prayer early in the morning. I'm just happy for you. So, Miss, I'm just going to dedicate this to you right now, Mr. Justin.
Aww.
Do you know the song? My girls love it. Do you know the song, girl?
I can sing it if you want me. You want me to go ahead and
sing? We're going to mute you. You can sing all you want, but I'm going to mute you. I'm going to make sure you mute it so you don't mess up the song. All right, so we about to get into this. Y'all, I want everybody to get out there. See, look, don't try and act out. Some of y'all hardcore listening, don't stop. Just start dancing. Grab your daughter, grab your son, whatever. Get in the mirror with your brush. Y'all know how we used to do back in the day. You know, you get your shoot. I still be doing that. Get the brush or the comb, sing up in the mirror. Come on. I will never say never.
Never say never. I'm mean, make war, everybody fight it. Done with them secrets, I ain't keeping quiet. They say this won't hurt me, they lying. They just trying to murk me, slowly I'm dying. Lied, they lied, now they trying to body us. Pride, my pride, show button, this is slaughter high. Trying to hold on, but it's hard screaming. Slave on the track, and seeing it's a pimp son. Homer choking out your seed, Bart Simpson. Danger, man, cause this thing is a monster. Proceed, fight, cause sin, it'll harm ya. So that's what I do till I hear the bell ring. Sword number ride, that's an everyday thing. Opposition coming, time to drop bombs. War clothes on, you can call it under armor. God given weapons so the enemy won't harm ya. Yes, I'm a snitch, or you can say informer. Call it what you want, or AM just trying to warn ya. Keep it on the low, watch your name become a tabloid. Sin can't avoid it, but we still trying to pay for it. And you will keep you riot, fight with everything, cause the law can beat you down. Ronnie King.
And you just trying to get around. You don't think there's nothing wrong, but when you get it on, you try to get it on.
But with the Lord, ain't no such thing as secret. He know what you've been to say, way before you speak it. Know what you've been to look at before you see it. Knows everything, so confess it, man.
Yeah.
We come back and reload. Don't hold back, here we go. I know that be for sure. Hold it down, let's go. Cause I refuse to be the one line on the sun. Like he don't change live, I'm alive the way he's done. I'm a product of the confession, man. Therein lies the lesson. I repent and tell it, no occupation, profession.
Trying to get over the flying overseas. I don't understand it all, but I know who oversees. I'm in the sky looking down at the Pacific Ocean, hoping the Father's arms will open for the broken hopeless. Touchdown all around is the evidence. His power takes precedence over all of these elements. Blue seas, cool breeze under palm trees. Spirit calms me as I'm reading through Psalm 3. We don't know much about the place we hope it all be. All we heard about heaven is it's beyond dreams. Set your heart on things above, that's what the words say. But we don't know a thing about it except for her sake. Hearsay clearly, I play the word for him. But with the word, I ain't playing like a bitch warmer. Revelation 21 and Psalm 11:4. And Luke 20:36, don't get it
for. I gotta get myself together, cause he already picked me up.
I'm going in, I promise ain't nothing stopping me. Biblical prophecy shaping up my theology. And I don't live for the money, give it all away. Hey, where I'm going, I know it can't follow anyway. I'm trying to live in the image I was created in. Earth is perfect, he said it'll be that way again. The
then we'll be really dancing with the stars. I might just hang out on the moon, take a trip to Mars. Ours will be a new heaven, new earth, a new life inherited through a new birth. It's new mountains, new sky, and some new seas. A new body where I can do plenty new things. The deaf hear and the blind see a new scene. And everyone is in the presence of the true king. No fears, no tears, just cheers for the Father, Son, and Spirit. You can hear us getting near.
I gotta get myself together, cause he already picked me up, and I'm going in. I'm going in.
Yeah.
No, I don't have to pack no bag. Fill up on gas. Already got my pass. Yeah.
I'm cool, y'all.
Yeah.
Got my pass.
And I'm going in.
I'm going in. Rufus, Chunk, and Deuces. Peace to this life of hell. I get peace through the gates of heaven. I'm too geeked to get life as well. Soon as I get home, my face is heaven. I know it was your plan to carry me through this world that's cold, man. You carried me. I'm dead to the old man. I buried me. The bridegroom now holds hands and marries me. I'm sick of the single life. The weight weighs over ton. I'm sick of raising the nights. Sick of just walking blind. Sick of the shingles life. Living in the shades when the burden I need is light. The burden you give is light. Ready to move on up. Looking for Weezy's life. Where I'm living is prison. I'm sick of the Weezy life. In jail with no pen pals. I'm ready to soldier through glory.
Under God, Holy Hip Hop.
Holy Hip Hop Nation. I'm going in. Yeah, I'm going in.
Cold still thing too. Did you see yourself with some?
Yeah, I felt that. I felt that.
Did you see yourself cruising down the palm trees in the background? I said that got a little West Coast feel to it a little bit. That's by Lecrae there going in.
Yeah, you know what? I was like, all right. I'm about to go in for real. I was like, Lord, just hold my mule, Jesus. Hold my mule.
Now, I know, you know, it's just been great having you on this afternoon. And, you know, I can't let you go without dedicating one more song to you that I know you love. I know you love, but before we get into
that. Don't do it to me, girl. Don't do it to me. Don't do it to me.
I know it's that's your warrior. I'm about to cut a demon head off and walk around with it like a trophy song. I got it for you. You know, she's not really a hip hop person, but when I play this song, it just does something. She just transfigures, like transforms. She just turns it to this autobiotic thing, like she can get ready to go take out like 10 million demons at one time by herself.
That's what it is. That's my Optimus Prime in the kingdom. That's what that is.
Okay, I hear you. So this is a whole lot of deceptive. Jesus. All right. I felt that in my spirit. That could preach itself. You need an Optimus to take out your deceptive. You need an Optimus Prime to reveal the hearts of your Decepticons. Okay, that's see, if you, God will use simple things to just profound the heart, and he will just use simple things, but like to share with our listeners worldwide, girl?
You know, I just want to say to you, Miss Sandra, I am so proud of you and so blessed to be called and chosen to walk with you and to witness your victory and your testimony. And so I'm just excited for everything that God is doing in your life. I'm just elated and truly blessed by that and by everything God is doing with Firestarters Kingdom Radio as a whole. And, you know, we're doing our new fall launch with our new schedule. We have new shows coming up, new hosts coming up, new music, new artists, new interviews, just a fresh anointing on Firestarters Kingdom Radio. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary this November out there in Atlanta, Georgia area. Yes, it's, I mean,
I got a shout-out. Terry Owens will do it. Woo-hoo! For Jesus, yes. To the man. Hootie-hoo for Firestarters. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hootie-hoo
for Jesus. Amen. Hootie-hoo. Hootie-hoo. Shut up. You know, I need to do that when I'm, you know, when stuff come up against me, I need to just break out and be like, hootie-hoo, so they can look at me like I'm crazy. But really, that's a war cry, like, you better leave me alone because my angel's about to come just take care of business. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh,
keep it going.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm just excited with you. And right. I mean, I'm telling you, I always have an awesome time with you. And I just love everybody. So to the world, I love you. Much love, Miss Sandra. Girl, go on if you go. Do what you do, girl. Go on and do it. And I'm going to be listening still. I got to go ahead and do what thus saith the Lord. So, amen.
Wait a minute. One more. Woo-hoo! For Miss J, just supposed to be doing because God said so. Hootie-hoo for you. Amen, amen. A hootie-hoo. I need to make a shirt, a hootie-hoo for you. Amen, a hootie-hoo for you. Amen, you get a hootie. Hey! To my listeners out there, when somebody doing something great, give them a hootie-hoo. They'll be like, what the heck is a hootie-hoo? Just know it's something good, it's something great. Hootie-hoo for you. Hootie-hoo for Jesus. Amen, amen. When you don't know what else to say, just hootie-hoo. Amen. I felt that's a message right there. Amen, Ms. J. Go ahead, girl. I'm proud. Hootie-hoo. Amen. Amen. So we're going to do another shout-out, last shout-out to Miss J that's over there in the West Coast. I'm going to, that she loves this. It's going back just a little bit, but she loves this song by Molly Music. And I don't know about y'all, but he showed enough in this song talking about I hate you.
You defeat me in the depths of my soul, man. I mean it.
You want it to be real. It ain't gonna be
true. Yeah, I'ma spend my crown and I'ma fight.
I know
the Lamb of Jesus Christ.
I refuse to think I would trust in you. So I wrote this song for you.
I never had a feeling like this before. I ain't never really liked you since I came to the Lord. All the stunts that you're pulling really getting on my nerves. Forget what you used to, forget what you heard in the words. I lie down, laugh, I feel the feet I walk with. The more I eat, the more I hate the mouth that you talk with. Holiness before me, pull me back when I get near it. I'll punch you in the face if you were in the spirit.
But the enemy comes on me too. Give you everything for you. Doesn't matter if you're great, you're man, woman, girl.
Nothing about you. He's trying to take you out. It feels good, but you're dying, man. He's nasty and he's mean. Come on, the winning team. Don't play with him no more. You see, I had to let him go. Cause I hate you. You a lie and the truth ain't in me. Trying to kill my parents, my brother, my sister.
You want it to be real.
But it ain't gonna be easy, no.
I
despise you with all my soul. I'm disgusted by your presence alone.
What you're trying to do, oh, I'm strong for you, yes, I am
upright, yes, God can mold me, yes, I'm saved.
my body's holy. Yes, I was gifted, but Christ not for me. Don't believe the lie, y'all, the devil's phony.
He's just a man, he can't hurt me no more. Got an open door, he can't close. Trying to take me down, yeah, he can't close. I got a word now, y'all, and I'm so bold.
Like no weapons from the confusion, you can never prosper.
Never seen the righteous when the Lord forsaken. Nothing seen making bread.
Yeah, so when the real though, I'm tired of this mess. Sick of this thing that we are complex. Holy Ghost running up at it.
Grandmama and you.
Got skellies in the dark. See God, demons to the left of me. Demons to the right of me. Look the devil in the eyes and say, and you don't frighten me. I get him. Yeah. I saw angels to the left of me, angels to the right of me. Jehovah Nisa gave me victory, he still fighting for me. I get him. Yeah.
Yeah. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light. Don't get it twisted, man.
Yeah, it's Wayne Gretzky on his neck piece. He got him feeling real hefty on his best week. But let's see, he say he make it rain. But yet the sky still bluer than a gas flame. I mean, let's make it plain. Somebody keep him breathing, keep his blood flowing, and keep his heart beating. God keep him eating, and it ain't no secret. Don't get it twisted, God give him what he needs. My life ain't never been mine. Yeah, I work harder, yeah, I grind. But not to get rich, man, not to shine. Not to get rich, man, not to shine. And I don't boast much, I don't brag. Cause everything I got, man, I got it from dad. And matter of fact, ain't one thing I had that God ain't put here in my head. So I say, remember that your legs work cause of them. Next time you run it for your goal, think who's really running it. Everything is under him. Planet, country, city, schools. Don't get it twisted, God did it, done it, got it.
Dead and fly, but that's a lie, man, they got it. Right to go with crispy clothes, man, they got it. I bet you that you were gone, but boy, you got it. Get a little bit of money, stop a little bit of cheddar, then we get the gang so. Shoot some bitches on a little bit of leather, then we get that so. I bet you thank you so hard, but boy, you got it.
Yes, sir, back on that thing. Professing no lake in this happiness thing. Since I was born, I had what I needed. When I think back and be lacking a thing. Clothes are right, it's old to pack. The home I got, it's just in the bank. The roads I got, it's those are right. None of us left, it was passing the cane. When I think back, was growing up. So many things was grown to us. We holding up for some dope for lunch. And I say my grace and it kept with the game. Never really counted with mercy flows. Never really heard the words before. Every good thing is coming down. When the father at light took a patch in the train. Telling the kickback, man, how they crank, they kick. Her father gave me gift rep, so he ain't got the gift check. We ain't earned a single thing, now homie don't miss it. He gives us cause he's merciful, that's fit. Don't get it twisted. He yeah, some of us are struggling, they off in hoods. But still get motivated, they deserve this, how he does good. He gives freely and he's perfect in his distribution. Don't get it screwed up like he lived in Houston.
They make me nervous. Anything my father gives me, though I know it's cursed. Anything I get besides my death, I don't deserve. Used to think that I was good to have cash and splurge. I was a trap star, 16 fat car. Anything that made me feel good was good. That far, kept them bangers with me like I'm good. Don't act hard. Even kept that Green Bay too. Yeah, Brett Favre. See, my whole thought of good was out of context. Didn't know what good was cause I had seen the sun, yeah. Ran around with different girls like it was a contest. Young and dumb, foolish too, I was on some nonsense. Thought I was good that the whole hood heard me. They thought it was good that other hoods wanna murder me. Somebody call the cops cause it's an emergency. Now I know what good is, it's God's love and mercy.
Oh, that's a lie, man, they got it. Right to go with crispy clothes, man, they got it. I bet you that you were gone, but boy, you got it.
is invulnerable.
All right, welcome back to Legacy Lever. I'm your host for this afternoon, Miss Sandra. And then earlier we had on Miss J. You know, she's got things going on. It's still morning out there between 9 and 11. So it's only, what, 10-something out there, 10:31 out there. So, you know, she's still, you know, getting things together for in the morning. But she does love you guys. We both thank you so much for listening in today. We just appreciate all of our listeners, all those who continue to give us encouragement, and we just continue to flow in what God has given us and continue to spread the love worldwide. And I cannot do any show, and I don't even like to call it a show, or have any experience without offering Christ. I mean, music is great, and the topics that we talk about are awesome and can be empowering or life-changing, but nothing is like knowing and having Jesus Christ for yourself. A lot of you, Jesus is just standing on the outside of the door knocking, and he's knocking. But what you got to do is answer the door. Stop peeping through the peephole, but turn the knob, open the door. And I'm talking spiritually, and let him in. And all you got to do is just say, again, is you don't have to go on a 40-day fast. You don't have to be all extravagant with it. Stop saying, I hear some of y'all now, well, you know, it's too many hypocrites in the church, and you can't trust. I hear you. I hear you in my spirit so loud and clear. It's too many liars up in the. You know what? When it comes down to it on Judgment Day, you're not going to be able to point fingers at anybody, because God is going to look at you one-on-one. Well, not God, but Jesus is going to look at you one-on-one, because he said nobody's coming to the Father except through him. And he's going to look at you and say, but what did I tell you to do? He said that I've come that all might be saved. All souls belong to him. So did he tell you to come and be a judger and pointing fingers at everybody? Or did he say, I need you to build a relationship with me for yourself? Because when it comes to that day, you won't be able to sit there and point me, well, it's so-and-so fault, the reason why. No. He's going to come to you one-on-one, and he's going to say, but when it was time for you to give your life, you made every excuse not to. Some of you are saying, well, I can't do it right now. I got to get myself together, because I don't want folk to be saying stuff about me and blah, 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 blah. And you just keep putting it off, keep putting it off, keep putting it off. And some of you, you know you're living in God's grace and his show enough mercy. Some of us, you know, I'll raise my own hand. I'm not going to sit here being a glass house trying to throw any stones. I'll talk about my own self. I should have been gone a long time ago. I did some crazy stuff. I think about it now. I just start crying, because I said, God, thank you for loving me enough that you love me beyond me. That when I didn't even care about myself or love myself enough to care about who I was hanging with, who I was being with, the things that were coming out of my mouth. Thank God that, you know, he loved me beyond having suicidal thoughts. Thank God for that. Thank God that he didn't allow me to give up on myself, because, again, before I was placed here on this earth, he gave me an assignment. And so when he begins something, he's faithful to make sure that you complete your assignment. But you have to continue to say, or you have to give him a yes. And so why don't you make today, July 22nd, 2011, at 1:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 10:34 PST time, Mountain Time, that's 11:34, and Central Time is 12:34. So we got all of you covered. Why don't you say yes to him today? All you have to do is just say, look, Father, you know, I messed up. Or, look, I know I can't take another step without you. I need relationship. It's not about religion. He wants relationship with you. He wants to get to know you. He wants you to get to know him. He wants you to know that he loves you and that he's continually praying for you. He has not given up on you. No, he has not given up on you. I want to tell you what the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of good. That's enough right now. thoughts of good. Some of you, you got so many negative people around you and whispering in your ear negative stuff that you don't even know what good is anymore. You think the negative stuff has become good to you because you have numbed yourself to accept the worst things about you. And so when somebody comes and gives you a compliment or does something nice for you, you're sitting there holding them accountable because of your negative thoughts in your mind. Your mind has already been poisoned. Your brain cells and your brain stems in your mind are poisoned. Your trees in your are rotting. So when people talk about a good tree being planted by the rivers of water, you can't even imagine that. Your fruit is not there. Your leaves have withered. Your stems are dry and brittle. Your roots are about to go away. Your roots are not stable, and the tree is about to topple over. Why? Because you have programmed your mind to receive nothing good except negative stuff, and the negative stuff have even become good to you. I've said something right there. The negative stuff has even become good to you that you can't even receive when somebody does something good for you. And you look at that as being somebody trying to get you, somebody trying to set you up, somebody's trying to stab you in the back or betray you. You can't even accept anything good because you have followed after the negative report or believed the negative report so long that you don't even know that all the time God is still having good thoughts about you. Thoughts to make you prosper. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to see your dreams come true. He wants everything that he gave you an assignment to do. He wants it all for you to come to light. But it's a choice that you have to make. Now you can either please the world and do what they want you to do, or you can give your life now to Christ. Remember, you're not going to heaven because you've done something great. You're not going to heaven just because you put some money on the altar. That's not going to get you into heaven. The only way you're going to see God the Father and have a relationship with him, you have to accept his son. His name is Jesus the Christ. And so he's standing at the door knocking today. And if you have never confessed him before, even if you strayed away, guess what? Now's a good time to get to know him all over again, because every new day is a brand new day of mercies. Every new day you can know him in a much greater and a more intimate way. So all you have to do is say, Lord, come into my life now. Forgive me of my sins. I realize I cannot live another moment without you. Come into my heart. I need you. I want to develop a relationship with you. And I recognize that when I do that I'm saved. And so if you made that confession for the first time, again, it's not that hard. And you don't have to go and go through detox and then admit, no, right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, he wants to get to know you for himself. And all you have to do is just accept him and ask him in. Now, the next step is after you get saved, because Ms. Sandra says it's not enough for you just to get saved, because people are going to come with all kinds of distractions telling you you're not saved. You just cussed me out yesterday, so how are you going to just get saved now? You just did this yesterday. People are going to come with judgmental things, pointing fingers and all that. But the Bible says, whomever the Son sets free is free indeed. Know that you have been set free now. He is coming to your life now. You may not even feel the difference yet, but trust me, he is there, and he's going to walk with you, and the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. And what Ms. Sandra needs you to do is pray, because now you need to get covered. Now you need to continue to start studying the Word, and there's great classes set up right within the different churches in your community. You need to get under some good tutelage, get some good spiritual knowledge in you, and how to not just read the Bible, not how to just utter it, but know how to interpret the scriptures, how they can affect and come and conform to your life, okay, and to make your life better. Amen. So Ms. Sandra needs you to pray, ask God for guidance, ask the Holy Spirit for guidance, say, look, I've accepted your son Jesus Christ into my life, and I realize the forsaking of me not being with other people that are of like mind and of like spirit, I'm neglecting and starving myself spiritually. So I need to get to where I need to be. I need to be in a great church. I need to have a covering. I need to have a great pastor. So that's what you need to do next, and you need to get discipled, get in some classes, get trained, so you'll know how to witness and share the love of Christ and that experience with someone else. Amen. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another minute. Do it now if you can, all right? So praise God for those who have been saved through via World Wide Web, through the Internet. God bless. bless you. Miss Sandra loves you. Why? Because I want to share Christ with everybody I know. Look, we all been through things. Well, some of us are all going through things. Some of us have just came out of some stuff. And we could tell a whole testimony, but we don't have all that kind of time. So we're going to get back into some great music. I'm going to play this new track by D-Mob, My Addiction. But again, God bless you. Thank you again, listeners, for logging in, for calling in and being on the line, staying with Miss Sandra, One Nation Under God, Holy Hip Hop Explosion. Continue to spread the word. If you want to find us on Facebook, you can find us under Fire Starters Kingdom Radio, also under Legacy Leavers, The Next Generation on Facebook. I'm on Twitter under Miss Sandra Says, and that's with a S-A-Y-Z. And I'm also on Legacy Leaver, and that's L-E-G-A-C-Y underscore Leaver, L-E-A-V-E-R. Miss Jennifer Primus is also on Twitter at J Primus. That's P-R-I-M-O-U-S. You also can check me out on my own website at www.MissSandraSays.com. You also can check Miss Jennifer out at www.J-Worldwide.com. So we've got you covered. If you want to leave a comment, if you have any questions, any concerns, you definitely want to hit us up. So again, we're getting ready to get into this next track, My Addiction.
Yo, as I take a look around in this crazy world, I see my people addicted to so many things. You got people addicted to drugs, you got people addicted to alcohol, pornography. Man, you even got people addicted to serving the wrong God, you feel me? For me, I'm addicted to the word. I got a question. What's your addiction? Yeah, look at me, you might think I'm smoking or intoxicated from sipping alcoholic potion. It's neither, I'm just strung out on my devotion. Took a hit that was bit, so now it just my Bible ain't open. I should've never tried it, should've just walked away. Now I can never hide it, I need it every day. It's so addictive, every time I read, I see the light. When I go a day without a dose, it's hard to sleep at night. Man, this drug got me seeing differently. Ever since it's gotten into me, got me walking around in confidence. Talk about I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a creature that's more than a beast or a monster. Then it got me feeling like I can do all things. I'm a 190 pound 6'2" tall fiend. Seems my opponent hate when I get my hands on it, cause he know his soul is a narcotic. Everyone should own it's a
Ellie, if you're back. He's so incredible. Thoughts of emotions. Now you feel like you're moving in slow motion. It's Is that what you want? Nah, you can't dilly-dally with that, yo. You'll end up badly bruised in a battle with that, yo. That's what happens when you battle with the facts, though. Let go and let God, then you can relax, bro. And I ain't here to showcase my skills. I'm not the one who told the water to stay still. Oh, the devil, you better chill, cause the Bible is my right, bro. I'm like to the king, black eyes.
Numb side, are you ready to rap? Numb side, are you ready to rap?
You ready to ride.
East side, are you ready to rap?
West side, are you ready to rap?
Grab my keys cause I'm parked outside. Louis down like I'm ready to fly. So you can wave goodbye. All my sins and these tears I cry. Covered by his blood, don't even try. Now I'm riding on S. Now that stands for faith. Delivered from my sins, but that's only by his grace.
Come on.
Now it's all falling into place. I follow his word like the bank got checks. Cause all change everything like a tune-up. I stay in his army like a crew cut. You don't really think he is the true one. Like them lights in your crib, you really got it screwed up. Cause my God is sovereign. If he has Twitter, will you really follow him? Now he can read your tweets. If you're ready to ride, now let's take it to the street. Black.
North side, are you ready to rap? South side, are you ready to rap?
You ready to ride.
East side, are you ready to rap?
West side, are you ready to
rap? You ready to ride.
Rich boys, are you ready to rap?
Rich records, are you ready to rap?
You ready to ride.
Bring it in, if you're ready to rap. Are you ready to rap?
Dangerous with a weapon more powerful than angel dust. A powerful God where the angels must fall prostrate and give him praise because he's a sovereign God. We were made from dust. Ruin the perfect world, put the blame on us. He came for us, slain for us, so that we could be saved from the sinful nature that tainted us. Oh, and I'm so ready to ride when he comes for us, people on that cloud in the sky. When I look at this world and I wave bye-bye to the pain and the suffering and them times I cry. Yeah, no lie, he's coming back and yes, I strive to do the work that he gave, so there'll be no lie. When I hear the trumpet blow, I'll be ready to fly. But till then, I know I'll be ready to rock. Bam!
North side, are you ready to rap? South side, are you ready to rap?
You ready to rock.
East side, are you ready to rap?
West side, are you ready to rap?
You ready to rock.
Rich boys, are you ready to rap?
Rich records, are you ready to rap?
You ready to rock.
Bring it in, are you ready to rap?
Are you ready to rap?
All right, I want to just thank you for just logging in this afternoon to Legacy Weaver. One Nation Under God, Holy Hip Hop Explosion. It has been an awesome and great experience being your host for this afternoon, Ms. Sandra. Again, remember, throughout the week, I don't care what negative thoughts may come up in your mind, remember what God's word says. He's always thinking good thoughts about you. It's not too late. As long as you're breathing and still alive, he still loves you and still has a great and powerful purpose for your life. And just know that is something good, and it's something to bless someone else. Do you know you were created not only to be in relationships, but to bless someone else? So God is already considering you a blessing. It is us that once again decides to discredit ourselves and feel that we can't be a blessing to somebody else. But I've been saying it all week, and I will continue to say, do not disqualify yourself for what God has already qualified you for. Again, I'll say it one more time. Do not disqualify yourself for what God has already qualified you for. Amen. That's enough said. I'm getting ready to rock out. Be blessed. Make sure you share that smile with someone else this week, and I'll be back on Sunday. This Sunday, July 24th, 2010, with Legacy Lever, and I will have again back Minister Bernard Williams, and this time we're going to continue to send you to first. Let the Lord fight our battles while we continue to praise and worship him. God bless you. Miss Sandra loves you with the love of Christ, and let's rock out. Let's go. Thank you.
problem that can't be solved. Why stress anyway? Life keeps going, always on play, no button to pause. So I keep moving on, cause it could always be much worse. But I'm alive, so I'm good. Surviving the slurs of the people that sometimes hurt. But I ain't tripping, no shifting. Straight roll praying, I ain't caught slipping. Trying to live out how God changed me. And I'ma spit out what God gave me. Won't hold back, and they can hate me. I'm just a mouthpiece for the one that saved me. And I ain't trying to be here being fake. It's real life, so I can't play it.
I see the stars shoot through the sky like laser beams.
It's not much I can offer, but love from the word of God is the author. Every single day that I breathe, I gotta thank God for the word that he breathes. He could have had a couple tricks under his sleeve, but instead chose how to instruct me. I thank God I'm alive, cause I should have been gone. Everything that I did, BC, was wrong. Thank God he was right when I wasn't. I feared that he gave up, but he doesn't. My life is complete in his arms. I got him, no harm.
I see the stars shoot through the sky like